It's Parashat Ki Tavo. This is chapter 26, sentence 1. The Gemara tells us that this parasha must be read before Rosh Hashanah. Since this parasha contains the curses, and we would like to be behind the curses. So says the Gemara, so therefore we're going to read it before Rosh Hashanah. Always, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, this is the parasha. The next Shabbat is the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. But it's always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, always. They made it in order for us. The Gemara says, Tichle Shana Vekilolotea, that last year, I mean the year that we are at, should end with all the curses. Ta'acher l'shana v'chotea, the new year should start with the blessing. And it says, therefore, Chachamim said, you must read this parasha before Rosh Hashanah. When you read it, what it means is that if you read it, the curses are not valid anymore. Cancel the curses. And the question is, what do you mean? The curses, the Torah says in the parasha, they come because people don't behave. It's misbehaving. Just by reading it in the Torah, how this is going to undo the curses that they really come because of misbehavior. So just because you come to the Knesset and they take the Torah out and they're going to read the curses in this parasha, that's how you are going to avoid so-called the curse. Hard to understand. With your permission, the beginning of this parasha, Parashat Ki Tavo, says the Torah, V'ayah Ki Tavo El Haaretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lecha Nechalah V'yeshta V'yeshavta Bah. He says, when you be coming to Eretz Israel, so the Gemara says, every time it says the word Vehaya, it means a very happy situation. So of course, over here it must be, that the simple explanation is, it will be very happy to get to Eretz Israel. But comes the Gemara and says, that you should know over here it says Vehaya, I should be very happy, because what it means really is, that this mitzvah, that you're going to learn about it, it's called Mitzvah Bikurim, is so important that just for this mitzvah by itself, you will be able to inherit Eretz Israel. That's the explanation of the sentence. We're going to get Eretz Israel. He says, what? Well, not just because, you know, I'm happy that I got to Eretz Israel. I'm happy because this mitzvah that I'm going to learn about, that mitzvah can cause Am Israel to come to Israel just for that reason alone. It says nothing to do with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them the land, nothing to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided we should go there. It says actually, just because of this mitzvah of Bikurim, this is sufficient to be happy that you're going to Israel. So what you got to do, says the Torah, Belakachta Mereshit Kol Pri Adama, it says, what you got to do is, you have to go, says the Gemara, to your field. And there's 7 kinds that Eretz Israel was blessed with. This is wheat and barley. This is a grape. This is a fig. This is an olive. This is a date. A pomegranate. It says, those are the 7 kinds Eretz Israel was blessed with. And from those only you should take a fruit, and this fruit should be the first fruit that grows. Says the Gemara, a person used to go down to his field, and from the 7 kinds that he has to have in his own field only, he cannot purchase it, it must grow in your own yard. You take the fruit, and you're going to take it to Yerushalayim, Melakachta, Mereshit Kol Pri Adama, Shel Matzlacha, Hashem Kedav Santa Batena, he says, put it in a basket, so you go to Yerushalayim. How much is it that you have to take? This is the Mishnah, that's what we say every morning. Tell the Mishnah, this is minimal of the produce that you have. How much is it? Says the Gemara, 1 grain of wheat, 1 grain of barley, 1 grape, 1 seed of a pomegranate. on one fig, this is sufficient. You don't have to have more. Chachamim came and said, no, you should bring 1/60th of your produce. But actually, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a very small piece. It has to be a full fruit that grows, or again, one grain. One, what we call a pit of a pomegranate. He says, you put it in a basket. You put it in a basket, and you go to Yerushalayim. Vatai la Kohen, you go to Yerushalayim, you come to the Kohen, Hashem b'mahim. And then the Gemara says, besides bringing the Bikurim now, that you're going to take it to Yerushalayim, you have to read the text. So the text in Yerushalayim, that usually the Gemara says the person used to come with his basket to Yerushalayim. Again, in the basket you can find maybe only one thing, one little raisin. Since he comes to Yerushalayim, he has to read the text. It's a mitzvah aseh. It says it's a mitzvah, one of the 630 mitzvot, to bring the Bikurim. Another mitzvah is to read the text. And the text says the Torah, I want to tell you that you come to the Kohen, I want to tell you that I'm here to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I appreciate that I came to Eretz Israel, the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to our fathers that she is going to be our land. The Kohen is going to take the basket in Yechol Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. He's going to put it next to the altar. And then the Torah says, "Ve'anita v'amata lefnei Hashem Elokecha." Says the Gemara, you have to say it in Hebrew, and also you have to raise your voice when you say that. So we're going now to say a statement in Bet Hamidrash while the basket is right next to the altar. Why it's next to the altar? Why you have to put it down there? You have to put it there, and then "Ve'anita v'amata," you have to raise your voice, and you have to say it in Hebrew. Arami Ovedavi. You should know Lavan, simple explanation, Lavan, Yaakov's father-in-law, tried to kill Yaakov Avinu. This has nothing to do with the Bikurim, with the grape that I bring now. But anyway, that's the text. The text is you're going to say, first of all, I remember that my great-grandfather, Yaakov's father-in-law, Lavan, tried to kill my grandfather, Yaakov. And then also afterwards, Vayagav Shamim Temeat, Yaakov went down to Egypt with a few people, Vayisham Legog Adulatzum Varal, multiply, became a big nation, Vayariotanam Tzmei Anunu, the Egyptians gave us a hard time, they tortured us, Vayitun Levoda Kasha, we worked very hard, Vayitun Tzakal Hashem Elokei Avotenu, we screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishma Hashem et Kolenu, Vayaratunim et Amlem et Achatzenu. We screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to us, and he saw how much we suffer. Vayotzinu Hashem Mitzrayim Chazakah V'Tzvonotenu V'Malchut Malchutenu V'Mofetim. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Ebenu L'Makom Hazeh. Here we got to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh gave us this beautiful land. And now, here I am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inebeti L'Etashit Tu Yadamash Tadali Hashem. You gave me this first fruit. Inachto L'Efnei Hashem Elokecha. It says you pick it up and you put it back. Next to the altar, v'shtachavita, you have to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifnei Hashem Elokecha. V'samachta b'chol hatov, you should be happy with all the good things that shenta lecha Hashem Elokecha l'vetecha. Atah v'alvi v'gei Hashem v'sharecha. B'kirbecha. So comes the Gemara, comes the Mishnah, and comes the Rambam, and says, this is how the Bikurim used to be brought to Bet HaMikdash. Again, a person has to go to his field, the first fruit that he sees on the tree. If it's a tree or it's a wheat or barley, it's different. It's like a tree, the Gemara says. You pick it up, you put it in the basket, you go to Yerushalayim. You go to Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, you have to put it in the basket. It must be a basket, and you come with the basket to Yerushalayim. You come to the basket in Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that people in Yerushalayim had some kind of people that they used to stand in the entrance to Yerushalayim to see who is coming. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, according to the people that used to come with the Bikurim, that's how they have a delegate to come and greet them. Says the Gemara, the delegation used to go outside and greet the people and say, welcome to Yerushalayim. We're very happy that you came with the Bikurim. Come inside. Come inside. Says the Mishnah, says the Rambam, everybody had to close the stores. I said, somebody brought Bikurim. It doesn't matter how much you brought. Again, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was almost nothing. This is before Chachamim came with this idea that you have to give 1/60th of the produce. You come inside Yerushalayim. I said, everybody to stay in front of the store. If you know Yerushalayim very well, Jaffa Street, for example, everybody has to close the store. Everybody has to close the store and says and greets to everybody, welcome to Yerushalayim. Welcome to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, they used to have a bull, that the horns of the bull were covered with gold. They're all standing and singing, bringing the Bikurim to Bet HaMikdash. Bringing the Bikurim to Bet HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, the minute they entered Bet HaMikdash, the Leviim started to sing in Bet HaMikdash. Something that was never done, like something like this before, the Leviim used to sing in Bet HaMikdash twice a day, when they brought the sheep in the morning and the sheep in the afternoon. Just when Chagim, Moadim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, there's no singing. Here, everybody is singing. Why are you singing? He says, because somebody is bringing Bikurim right now. He says, what is it? He says, you know, he brings from his field, from his backyard, he brings something to the coin. How much does he bring? Nothing. He says, so what is the happiness about it? What's so great about this mitzvah that everybody is so happy singing? And not only that, comes the Gemara and said that, you know, the singing is something that you must do. It's just not a party or something that the Torah says, you know, you're going to sing. Says the Gemara, you know, like you have to put the Bikurim in a basket. Like you have to go and bat down. You have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim and you must sing. I says, who is going to sing? I says, you're going to sing. And the Leviim and Bet HaMikdash, when you're going to bring the Bikurim, they have to sing. I says, what they have to sing for? What is the idea of the whole mitzvah of Bikurim? It's so important that they have to sing. I says, not I have to sing. The Leviim and Bet HaMikdash have to sing with the instruments, because one guy brought Bikurim, they closed the street of Yerushalayim, they all were standing, now he comes to Bet HaMikdash, Leviim are singing. He says, well, it's nothing. We did nothing. What did they do? You brought one little grain of wheat or barley, and you brought it to the coin, and everybody is happy and singing. Also, the halacha of the Bikurim. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, this is the halacha. When is the first date that you can come to Bet HaMikdash with the Bikurim? I says, Baruch Hashem, after Tu Bishvat already, you have things on the trees. Okay, so you had a grape, you put the grape in the basket. You want to go to Yerushalayim, says, don't come to Yerushalayim. They won't accept it. It says, the first day of acceptance of the Bikurim is Shavuot, Chag HaShavuot. Even though the fruit maybe already was ripe before, was ready much before. He says, you keep it in your house. I said, what are you afraid? You're afraid maybe it's going to get rotten? No problem. Dry it. You're allowed to bring dry fruits to the Kohen. But you cannot bring it to Yerushalayim until Chag HaShavuot, the first day. I says, what is the problem? What happened? I already have it for 2 months. After Tu Bishvat, I already have it. 3 months, I already have it. You can't bring it. I says the Gemara, until when, says the Mishnah, until when you can bring this Bikurim? Says the Mishnah like this. The first date is Shavuot. The last date to bring it and to read the text is Sukkot. But then you may bring it after Sukkot till Chanukah. But between Sukkot and Chanukah, you bring it, but you don't read the text. He says, what is this idea? He says, start from Shavuot, better to finish by Sukkot, and if not, up to Chanukah. He says, what is this, those time elements? It's so important that the Chachamim said, this is the time you bring it. You cannot bring it before Shavuot. You cannot bring it after Hanukkah. So why can't bring it after Hanukkah? What happened? I have a grape. I designated this grape to take it to Yerushalayim. It's in my basket. I couldn't come before. Something happened. It was an emergency. Okay, hello. I have to come. Can't come after Hanukkah. Finished. What's it going to be? Nothing. Throw it away. He says, what happened? Why can't give it to the Kohen after Hanukkah? Not only that, the idea of the halachot of the Bikurim, what Chachamim tells us, the way we have to do it, And says it needs to be explained, the idea, how to do it, what difference does it make to us. And says, why I have to give it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim? You know? Hashem wants me to give Bikurim. Okay. So this has nothing to do with anything. The Bikurim doesn't have too much holiness. This is a pure personal present that I give a Kohen. Okay, so like Trumot Masrot, like somebody has in his backyard, he has a vineyard. Before he eats the grapes, he has to give some to the Kohen, some to the Levi, sometimes to poor people. He doesn't take it to Yerushalayim. Take it to Yerushalayim. Why do you take it to Yerushalayim? He says, my neighbor is a Kohen. I want to give him Bikurim. He says, Hashem said, give the Kohen. I don't know the reason yet. But whatever the reason is, Hashem wants me to give a grape to a Kohen. He's my next door neighbor. I live in Sfat. He says, it takes me 15 days on my donkey to go to Yerushalayim. He says, for what? To give this grape to the Kohen. You know, he's my neighbor. I go. If not, you know, I don't give it to him. I have to go to Yerushalayim to give a grape to a Kohen. For what a grape to a Kohen? For what? What is he going to do with this? Don't tell me he's going to eat the grape. Don't tell me Kohen gets the basket and he looks inside the basket, he sees a little raisin inside, he says, thank you very much. Oh, this is Bikurim. Baruch Hashem. For being a sacrifice, the Gemara says he has to bring it like a pigeon. Sacrifice it over there. He has to go to sleep over there. They're going to sing. What do you think the Kohen will do with the grape? Nothing. You think he can eat the grape? No. Even you know if the other people, the Chachamim say that the Kohen Chachamim is 1/60 of the produce. Again, what do you think I had? So, you know, something grew in my backyard. 1/60 of the produce is 10 grapes. So would you think the Kohen will take the 10 grapes and he'll eat the 10 grapes? Probably won't eat it. Maybe he's going to throw it away. So what is the mitzvah of the Bikurim so important?
Amen.
So the halacha in the Torah, in the Rambam, that in Bet HaMikdash, when a person came to Bet HaMikdash, there are some kind of restriction. You cannot just walk inside. As is a Kohen and a Levi allowed to walk almost all the way in. A Kohen definitely. On Yom HaKippurim, a Kohen HaGadol can go into the holiest of the holiest, is called Kodesh HaKodeshim. A person is not a Kohen, is not a Levi, was like a little fence, was like a mark on the floor. This is up, it's called Ezrat Israel. This is up to here, you're allowed to come. You're not allowed to go further in. Never. Twice a year only, a regular Israel, not a Kohen, not a Levi, is allowed to enter all the way down to the altar. The altar was in the yard. Again, no Israel ever was allowed to go inside. Only a Kohen or a Levi, to that spot. And that spot is the altar, the Mizbeach. This is only in two occasions Israel is allowed to go all the way to the altar. One is on Yom Kippur. When the Torah tells us on Yom Kippur they used to have two goats, and they used to take one goat and send it with someone towards Jericho and throw this goat off the cliff. This was the forgiveness of Am Israel. It says, where was the goat? The goat was standing next to the altar. Then the Jew, Israel, used to come and go next to the altar, take the goat, and leads the goat out of Bet HaMikdash, leads the goat towards Jericho, and then throw him from the cliff. But again, he was allowed to come all the way down to the altar, to the Mizbeach, because the goat was standing over there. And the question is, why the goat was standing over there? What is the purpose? The goat stands over there, and you go as Israel towards the altar and take him from there. It says if never Israel is not allowed to come close to the altar, so let the goat, wherever the goat should be, and if you want the goat for any reason to stand next to the altar, fine, then the Kohen should go, and the Kohen should take it outside, and then Israel will go and accept it, take it from the Kohen, and take it to Yericho. No. Halacha is, says the Mishnah, says the halacha, says the guy comes into Bet HaMikdash, he says, where's the goat? He says, the goat is next to the altar. Am I allowed to go next to the altar? Yeah. Today, you're allowed to go to the altar. This is the first time that Israel, a regular Jew, is allowed to walk actually next to the altar. Ishiti. Yeah, that's the guy that takes it. It's called Ishiti. By the way, this guy's going to die. He used to choose the guy. Chachamim knew who is going to die. So Chachamim used to choose a guy that anyway is going to die, because anyway is going to die. Chachamim used to choose a guy that they knew Baruch HaKodesh is going to die this year. They told him, you invited to take the goat because anyway you're going to die. So the guy knew already he's going to die. He went into the Bet HaMikdash. He went to the altar. He's going to die anyway, not because he goes inside Bet HaMikdash. He's going to die anyway. He was chosen because he's going to die anyway, because he's taking the goat down there, and something's going to happen to him. Something's going to happen to him. Chachamim said, you know, choose the guy that's going to die anyway, and he went inside. The second time, and this is only one person, only the one is going to take the goat, he's allowed to go and take the goat from the next to the altar. The second time, and the only time again, for every Jew to have a chance to go and being next to the altar is this mitzvah bikurim. When the person brings with his basket bikurim to Bet HaMikdash, it says, where you go to, it says, you're going to cross all the restrictions and you come to the altar and you put this basket next to the altar. And then you pick it up and you put it again next to the altar. So those two times only, the first time is only for one person that takes the goat out. And the second time is only when the person brings Bikurim, Hashem wants him to walk inside. And even though that the whole year around there is a restriction area, that for Israel he cannot walk next to the altar, here comes the Torah, comes the Rambam, and says this is the halacha, let him walk all the way to the altar. Something that he's never allowed to do again. Comes the Gemara, by the way, you should know, Bikurim that you bring to Bet HaMikdash is only once that you walk inside. It means like this. If you want to bring more, you can't. One time. Bring it one time, whatever you have, walk inside, that's it, finish. The area is being restricted again for you. You cannot walk inside again. And it says, what is the problem? So I want to come again, I want to bring again. No, once. Once, only once. It says, why once, only once? What's the problem? It says, you can't. Don't bring any more, and you won't allow to walk inside to the altar. Comes Ari Rabotai and says the following. Should know this mitzvah is so important, Bikurim, that the Gemara tells us the person that brought the Bikurim and brought it to the altar, he was able to hear, if he was pure enough, he was able to hear that the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to him and tells him, Tizkeh l'shana ba. I will give you the zechut, the merit, to be here next year. I said something very similar to that, the same bat call, it's called bat call, you hear it, it's a stage under, so it's called Ruach HaKodesh, there are three stages, one is called prophecy, it's called Nevuah, and underneath prophecy is called Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Wind, and underneath the Holy Wind is called bat call. Actually, you can hear, but it's not exactly from the same place in Shamayim that the prophet gets his message, or a holy man gets his message through holy wind. It's called bat kol. It's called the daughter of the voice. The second time a person can hear it, says the Gemara, it's Motzei Yom Kippur. And so after Yom Kippur is over, you can hear a sentence that says, in Sefer Kohelet, Lech echol besimcha lachmecha, go home, eat, shtei, go drink, ki ratza Elokim et ma'asecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted what you did, it means on Yom Kippur. So actually, this is the only two times, says the Gemara, that you can hear, actually when you hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to you, and tells you very similar statement. Either you should go home, and I'll see you next year, or you should go home and be happy and drink and eat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted what you did on Yom Kippur. But sincerely, you should know this is a secret of the Bikurim. It's called like Yom Kippur. It's a forgiveness. So like on Yom Kippur, this guy that takes the goat is allowed to walk all the way down to the altar. And like Yom Kippur, if you remember, the Gemara says it was a very happy day that the girls and the boys used to go to the vineyard. That is the same idea is, and also you can hear at the end of Yom Kippur, that statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he says, go home and be happy, I accepted what you have done for me. This is the same thing is Bikurim. You can hear the statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go down to the altar, and you sing, and you be very happy. It says, what is really behind it? So they say in concentration camp, one of the big tzaddikim poor in the concentration camp, his name is Klozenburg Rebbe. So people heard him in the concentration camp constantly saying a sentence from this parasha in the middle of the curses. And it says, you know why we suffer so much? You know why the curses come? And it says, this is tachat asher lo avatet Hashem Elokecha besimcha uvetuv levav. You did not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness and a good heart. Comes the Gemara Masechet Arachin and says, what do you mean you did not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness? We like to think, says the Gemara, that happiness is in the heart and it gets to you via the Torah. And this is David HaBenech Hasin Tehilim, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Yisamchei Lev. It says the Torah makes your heart happy. So maybe that's what the Torah hints. You know, the curses came because you did not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness. What it means is you didn't study. Says the Gemara, it's true, but the Torah adds two words, happiness, besimcha, uvetuv levav. Says the Gemara, what is tuv levav? It says, good heart. Obviously, it's not the Torah. Says the Gemara, what is it? Says the Gemara, singing. And that's what the Gaon Mevilna says, and that's what Rabbi Chaim Vital says about Ari. You should know, Ari was not born Ari. You see, he reached the stage that he became Ari, was because he was constantly happy to do mitzvot. It's not enough just to do mitzvot, just to put tefillin, to put tzitzit, to shake lulav. It says to sit in the sukkah. It says it requires that you should do that mitzvah with so much happiness as singing number one. And that's constantly, that's what we say, you know, before Shabbat, Lachum L'ranina, Eshur L'Hashem Shir Chadash, and all these mizmorim that in Tehillim, and that's what Chachamim say when the Mashiach will come, the Siddur that we have will not be used, or only we're going to say one chapter, it is what we say after Baruch Shamar, Mizmor L'Toda, Ariyu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Yudu L'Hashem Mesimcha, Bo'u L'Fanav Benonai, it says, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, but with singing. Says the Gemara, you should know, this called Simcha and Tuv Levav. It's not enough just to be happy. It says you got to sing. And as the Gemara says, you should know, singing is required while you're learning Torah. If you just learn, says the Gemara, and you don't sing while you're learning, better off you should have not come to this world. That's how important is the singing. This how important the Torah itself, it's called Kivu Lachem Et HaShira Hazot, Belamdat Bnei Israel. Next week the Torah will tell you the Torah is called Shira. Chachamim said that's what it means. It means that you have to sing while you're learning, because the singing does the job, not the Torah. It says, the Torah says, you should know that all the troubles come because you did not behave with happiness and singing. Is it because of that? It's not true. The Torah says, all the things came to us because of misbehavior. It says, it's true. It says, the punishments and everything comes because of misbehavior. But you can undo the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by singing and being happy. He says, what do you mean singing and being happy? He says, Dari, if you remember, the Gemara says that when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, did you eat? He said, my wife gave it to me. He says, the Gemara, what was the sin? The Gemara says, it's not the sin now was that you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a wife upon your request, and now you blame your wife. It says, the tikkun, the correction for this world, says the Chida, is if you correct the original first sin that caused you to do the second sin. It says, what was the first one? It says, you did not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Kfui Tova. It says, Hashem gave you a wife. You asked for a wife, Hashem gave it to you. Now you're blaming your wife for not for giving you the fruit, and that is how you want to excuse yourself that you did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the tikkun, the correction is that always you have to sing and be happy. That's what the Gemara says. A person gets angry, so the Gemara says it's like worshipping Avodah Zarah. So why Avodah Zarah? No, Avodah Zarah. I had a reason to be angry. Somebody bothered me. And why not? I like to be angry. What is the problem? So the problem is that if you're not happy, it means that you don't do the correction of the original sin of Adam HaRishon. And so what you have to do all your life is, I'm happy. I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. So the Gemara says, you know, this is really what Bikurim is all about. It says, Bikurim, when the person brings Bikurim, what it means like this. He goes to his field, and he picks up the first fruit that grows. It's nothing. It's a small thing. He says, I'm going to take it to Yerushalayim. I'm going to go on my donkey to Yerushalayim for 15 days. I'm going to bring it to the Kohen. He says, what are you going to tell the Kohen? He says, I have a text to read. The text reads like this. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate very much. You saved my grandfather from his father-in-law, from Laban. By the way, I got down to Egypt. And in Egypt, you saved me as well. He says, I suffer so much. He says, I got to Eretz Israel. Here I am to thank you, not to thank you just for to give me. He says, to thank you that you saved my great-grandfather from his father-in-law. And you saved my grandparents from Egypt. I appreciate you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so he says, you should know how important is Modeh Ani in the morning. When we get up in the morning to say Modeh Ani Lefanecha, he says, I thank you very much that you know, Baruch Hashem, that I'm alive, that I can function, that I can move my body. He says, what is behind it? It's not just to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when the day starts, you should try to correct so-called the first sin that was on the universe. He says, Adam HaRishon was not a happy person. He never sang in the beginning, never said thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his creation, never said thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he brought him his wife that he requested. And not only that, after he ate from the tree, he did not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just blamed his wife. He says, the wife that you gave me, he emphasized it, you gave me this wife, and said, I gave you your wife. You asked for a wife. You should appreciate me that I gave you a wife. You never appreciated it. So the morning is so important to get up in the morning, even before you wash hands, the Shulchan Aruch says, you say, I thank you very much. He said, what's the thank you so important? He says, to thank you because I appreciate. What do you appreciate? It's not appreciated what you're giving me. It's appreciate Yaakov Avinu was able to escape from his father-in-law. I appreciate that my great-grandparents were permitted to leave Egypt. And I appreciate the grain. I says, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one. He says, I appreciate one. He says, not that I appreciate a lot. He says, I came down to Yerushalayim. He says, the Gemara, Adam HaRishon Mimkom Kaparato Nivra. Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took soil from under the altar. He says, Yom Kippur, that's the day of Kapara. He says, this is why the person that's going to take the goat, he is allowed to go all the way down to the altar. I mean, just to tell you, this is the Kapara, the forgiveness that Israel is going to get, starts from under this altar. Because from under this water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the soil and created mankind. As his Bikurim is the second time. When you bring it, as is you come down to the altar, put it next to the altar, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate very much. As is look, I brought the Kohen here, as is a piece of fruit, a small amount of fruit, as is a minimum thing, as is to tell you, I appreciate this. Not that I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, you gave me a house, Baruch Hashem, you gave me a lot of produce. It says, for every little thing, it says, I appreciate. As the Gemara says, Kol HaNeshama Tehalili Hallelujah, says the Gemara, on every time that you breathe, really, he says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm able to breathe. It says, Kol HaNeshama, every soul, Tehalelia, should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, why? Why David HaMelech, that's how he ends Sefer Tehillim. That's the last sentence. I says, what does it mean? I says, what is the power of David HaMelech? That he made Sefer Tehillim. I says, David HaMelech is a direct Gilgul of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, so-called in the beginning, never sang. Only complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually, later, he sang. But in the beginning, he never sang. I says, David HaMelech, all the time was singing, says the Gemara. Used to wake up in the morning, at 12 o'clock at night, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, David, why don't you sit down and learn? You don't understand. Learning is the lowest stage of what you should reach in your lifetime. You should learn, but you should learn with singing. As singing means Besimcha ubetuv levav. As I said, the Klosenberg Rebbe said, you know, in the concentration camp, you know, I'm here. You know, I'm here in the concentration. As is because I wasn't thinking enough. I would have sang enough, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have undo the Gezerah, the decision that he gave us. Of course, the Gezerah is not because I don't sing. The Gezerah is because Chas Shalom, somebody doesn't behave. But it's so great that you can undo the Gezerah by singing. That's how important singing. That's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you know, when they broke the Bikurim, it says one of the things that you must do is to be bring a sacrifice. And the sacrifice is like a forgiveness. And you must sing. And if you sing, you're going to hear a bad call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he tells you, I see you next year. It's something very similar what you hear in your ear when we say after Yom Kippur. It says, go eat at home, go and drink. I accepted whatever you did to me today. I love you very much. It says, it's very similar, Bikurim, to Yom Kippur. It says, why it's very similar? Because actually, that's what it is. You can have a forgiveness if you all the time happy and singing. It says, if you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what undo all the gezerot. The difficulties that we have in our life is because our grandfather complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never appreciated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter, you can do Tanit all your life, as it means nothing. It says, what you have to do is you have to be happy and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial. This is really what the Torah tells us. It says, Chachamim say, you know, you read this parasha before Rosh Hashanah. It says, why have to read before Rosh Hashanah? It's because you have curses inside. So, if you're going to read it, what's going to happen? It says, you think you cancel the curses? No, it says, Dari, you read this sentence in the middle of the curses. That says, you know, all the things can come on you, but you can cancel them if you're happy and you're going to sing. It says, that sentence is the most important part in the Torah, that the Torah teaches you what your job on this world is. It says, of course, my job is to do the mitzvot. But actually, what you got, the first thing is to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is the halacha that we have to bring the Bikurim, says Dari, you know, the first time you bring Bikurim is Shavuot. You can't bring it before Shavuot. Even though that you have the grape ready, it's in the basket, you can't bring it before Shavuot. Because the Gemara says, you should know, Shavuot is also called, like Rosh Hashanah, is Yom Hadin. It's Day of Judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shavuot judges the fruits a little bit, judges other things, it says the trees, it says, here it is. It says the Bikurim, it's the same concept as Rosh Hashanah, as Yom Kippur, as a forgiveness. It says the first day of the first day you can bring Bikurim is Shavuot. Then you have a text. Then you should read the text. And then the whole thing is going to be over by Sukkot. It's after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It says, but if you did not have a chance to bring, then the Aryeh says, if you remember, it's called Zot Chanukah. It says the last day of Chanukah is also some kind of forgiveness. But then don't read the text anymore because it's too late, but still you can bring the Bikurim. So Chachamim tell us, no, this is what Chachamim decided, we should read this parasha 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. It says, this is how we can undo the Gezerah. That if Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom, somebody did something, that Chas V'Shalom is in the negative column on the balance sheet, it says, doesn't matter. It says, as long as you sing and you're happy, you can undo everything. And this is what Gaon Mivilna says. Gaon Mivilna says, you know, Tanit is a very important thing. But if somebody can reach the world of music and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can undo better if he would have done a Tanit. That's how important singing and being happy. Zari, you know, this is what the Torah says. It says, the Torah says, whatever you want, you should do. Comes the Midrash and says, comes the Gemara and says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu Beruach HaKodesh, he saw that HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And then he decided that the person should pray 3 times a day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the Gemara says the Tefillah is Keneged Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the originator that put an idea of praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day was Moshe Rabbeinu. This is because the Tefillah is also, it means you appreciate. This is why the Shemoneh Esrei starts, the first 3 Barachot of Shemoneh Esrei, it's appreciation. The last 3 Barachot of Shemoneh Esrei is thank you very much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what is this? This is just to correct our behavior that we don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. As it says that the Gemara says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu so Baruch HaKodesh, it's not going to be Bikurim. It's what? So? Not going to be. So you don't understand. Bikurim is not the peace, this fruit that you bring to the Kohen. It says when you bring it to the Kohen, it just shows that you appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave you in your own yard the fruit. It says same thing in the Tefillah. It says when you come to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says the first thing you have to know that before you have your request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That appreciation and singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is important. And there really the Gemara says that Ezra and Nehemiah told them Israel, the first Rosh Hashanah they came from Babel, from Iraq to Beit HaMikdash, they were crying, and Ezra and Nehemiah told them, don't cry. It's a very happy day. It says Rosh Hashanah is a happy day. I said, what do you mean it's a happy day? He says, of course, it's a day of judgment. But if you go and you eat, you will be happy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that does the job. He says, Rosh Hashanah is not a day of judgment, that you're afraid, who knows what's going to happen. To undo the Gezerah, it's singing on Rosh Hashanah, be happy on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Chachamim say, you know, it's a custom to say Shana Tova, Shana Tova. I said, what's Shana Tova? So what is Shana Tova? Somebody comes in front of a judge, and the police bring him in front of the judge. Somebody goes over to him and says, Shana Tova. So what's Shana Tova? What's Shana Tova? Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. What's going to help if you're going to say Shana Tova? Say Shulchan Aruch. It's the first time for Rosh Hashanah. You should greet your friend. You say, Shana Tova, tikatev, tichatem, b'sefer chayim tovim, l'alto b'sefer. It says, give a blessing to everybody. He says, What's going to help? It's the day of court, a day of judgment. It's in front of the judge. Whatever the judge will decide, it's going to be. What's going to help if you're going to say Shalom Tova to somebody? Shalom Tova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova. He says, we'll see. Remember, I used to be in business. I had a worker. He used to come and he used to say, Shlomo, Boker Tov. He said, we'll see by noontime if I had Boker Tov. I don't know if I had Boker Tov. He says, what do you mean Shana Tova? He says, Shana Tova. What Shana Tova means? Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sign you on the positive column, or if Chas V'Shalom not, what's going to help if you tell me Shana Tova? What custom is this? What you have in mind when you greet your friend? He says, Shana Tova. Chachamim say from Rosh Chodesh Elul, when you see your friend, you say to him, Shalom Aleichem, Shana Tova. He says, what is Shana Tova? Shalom Aleichem, I understand. He says, you should have peace. But with Shana Tova, what Shana Tova has nothing to do with me, nothing to do with you. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to check our file. And he's going to decide, you should have Shana Tova, not going to have Shana Tova. Then what's going to help? Chachamim say, no, what it means like this, when you greet somebody, you say Shana Tova to him, you are happy for him, and he's being happy because you greet him Shana Tova. So the happiness is going to undo the Gezerah. That's how important it is to be happy, and not Chas V'Shalom to be upset. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that a Navi, Chas V'Shalom gets angry, he loses his prophecy. Im Chachamu, Chochmato, Mishtakachat. He says, if he can be the biggest Chacham, he says he got upset, he says he's no more Chacham, his wisdom flies away from him, vaporizes from him. He says, what is this? He says, Oz V'Chedavim Kumo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves happiness. He loves singing. Why does he love it? Not because he loves it, because if you sing and you're happy, that is a forgiveness, that's a correction for our first grandfather, Adam HaRishon, was not a happy person, was not singing, did not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to undo that. That's Chachamim, says, Ari, you know, put on Shacharit, in Psukei Dezimra, Az Yashir. What has to do Az Yashir every morning? I get up in the morning, I have to say Az Yashir. And it happened once, that we crossed Yam Suf. Every day of the Sazishir, yeah. Every day you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saved you from the Egyptians, that he split Yam Suf for you, you crossed Yam Suf. And so when you say it, what it means is, I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saved my grandfather. The same way that we say, the text reads, when you bring Bikurim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved my grandfather from his father-in-law, you saved my grandfather was in Egypt, and he came outside of Egypt, and here I am. It says, I don't appreciate just for myself, I appreciate everything from the beginning of creation. And it says, the Chachamim say, you know, you say, Az Yashir, in Psukei Dezimra, it says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for taking me and my parents through Yom Suf. It says, what this has to do with this every morning? It says the same thing like Modeh Ani. It says you have to know that the job on this world is to sing and be happy, and then that undo all the gezerot. It says you chas shalom, a person did something bad, but if you correct, the Chidah said the original first sin, all the other sins don't count. Because other sins, they come because you originally, Avera Gorot Avera, you did the first sin. It says the first sin is you didn't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing, if you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course it means the same thing, that you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you appreciate him, you wouldn't do the sin. But actually, Adam HaRishon blamed his wife, it means he's not happy. It says the Chachamim say that this is what the Gemara says, that this is one of the biggest tests that people have. It's called Shalom Bayit, you know, to have a peace in your house. Complete peace in your house, it's very hard. Ari says, Friday afternoon, it's the hardest. He says, What's behind it? He says, this is a kapara. A kapara for Adam HaRishon. I don't like my wife. I didn't want this wife. He says, you didn't appreciate him. For what? For your wife? Here it's going to cause fights constantly between men and his wife. Constantly, Friday afternoon. He says, this was the time that Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Basiri Sarach. I says 2 hours before sunset, he ate from the tree. He says, then he said, my wife, says Dari, since then, Friday afternoon, the Satan always tries that people should not have peace in the house. He says, fight with your wife. He says, the first so-called fight with his wife was Friday afternoon. He says, this is how important it is, he says, to have Shalom Bayit and to appreciate, to sing all the time. He says, to undo the gezerot, to have Shana Tovah.